This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The phrase healthcare reform kind of assumes doing new things, right? Better and different things. But try this for another kind of reform. Doctors making house calls. I know it's not Thursday, but it is kind of a throwback. Eric Drachman has the story.
Hello, it's Dr. Farzam.
Dr. Michael Farzam is CEO of House Call Doctor Los Angeles.
Yes, I remember. How's she doing?
He's been seeing patients in their homes for 13 years.
I can do everything in the home essentially a doctor's office or a typical urgent care can do. So we do x-rays and ultrasounds. We administer IV fluids.
And some cases can only be solved by a home visit. Like the time he diagnosed a whole family with carbon monoxide poisoning from an old furnace.
It's just something you had to see visually in the home to be able to make that diagnosis. You know, if they had been in that house one more night, they probably all would have died. And that was a nice day. That makes the job very worthwhile.
It's this personal care and the access his patients have that make them so satisfied.
Great. And you have my cell phone, so if you have any questions, call me anytime. Okay, bye-bye.
Did you catch that? His patient has his cell phone number and can call anytime. So this kind of service must be for the super wealthy, right? At around $400 a visit, Dr. Farzam says he does see the 1% here in L.A., corporate executives and celebrities who want the privacy and convenience.
But I'd say 95% of my patients are middle-income people who hold average jobs. And any way you look at it, our fee is less expensive than an emergency room visit, even if you have good insurance.
Sam Zabarjadi is trying to make sure that house call visits are for everyone. He's CEO of a tech startup called Medicast. The model is like Uber for healthcare. Patients can hail a doctor 24/7 from a mobile app.
It's really as simple as just clicking a button when you're not feeling well. And we find a nearby on-call doctor who will come to your home, your office, or hotel in under 2 hours.
Medicast has been up and running in Miami for almost a year, and it launches in Los Angeles next week. Of course, there was a reason house calls all but disappeared in the middle of last century. Medicine became more expensive. Having medical insurance became necessary, and dealing with that ate into doctors' profits.
About 60 to 70% of the costs of healthcare are really in the overhead that come with traditional practices.
To make up for all that overhead, Zabarjadi says doctors might have to see 30 patients a day.
And they spend about 6 to 8 minutes per patient. So that's a very stressful experience.
The Medicast model is a twist on a relatively new trend. It's called private medicine, and it's growing by 25% a year. The idea is eliminate some of the costs associated with billing insurance. That way, doctors can afford to spend more time with patients. So these house call practices are a cash business. They don't take insurance. They also don't need nurses, receptionists. They don't even need the office. But still, these are doctors driving to your homes. How do the non-millionaire patients afford that? Zabarjadi says people are saving money on insurance by choosing policies with high deductibles.
A lot of people are using healthcare for catastrophic events and actually looking elsewhere to services like ours for basic wellness and urgent care needs.
So when you go to sleep with a high deductible insurance plan and wake up in the middle of the night with an alarming fever, you're faced with a choice. A potential $3,000 in the emergency room or $400 or so for a home visit. That house call might just be the frugal choice, as well as a lot more restful. In Los Angeles, I'm Eric Drachman for Marketplace.